Yeah,
believe
because you are a wealth of knowledge.
yes,
You're,
I hardly know where to start.
it was, we had a great conversation yesterday, and I said, gosh, you're, I would kind of like your job being a forensic analyst, getting to go through and find the where they tricked someone or, and then having that opportunity to actually beat them. That would be quite rewarding, I would imagine. So there's normally what we do with these episodes is it's all solutions because people are already aware of the issues. In this case, I kind of feel like we almost need to lay a little bit of groundwork so people understand the key. I know you talked with me about kind of three main key areas where mortgage fraud tends to happen. So there's a lot of different directions we can go, and of course, I've got a whole lineup of questions. But do you think it would be best if we start with so people understand the kind of the three key areas where this happens, so that we can then get into how to avoid that, and you know, with servicing your mortgage, the transfer of your mortgage, the forbearance, foreclosure, all of these different aspects.
That sounds like a great place to start. Really, what I like to bring people's attention to right off the bat is that when you are buying a home, very few of us actually have enough cash to make that purchase. It's a very big ticket item. And so we have to kind of leverage our future income, if you will, and obtain a mortgage loan to help us with the purchase of that property. And for anyone who already owns their home from time to time, they may want to go ahead and refinance the loan to, for any variety of reasons. It could be to take out a little cash to make some home improvements or for some other family need. Or perhaps interest rates and monthly payments will motivate them to do so, especially in a falling interest rate market. So in any event, there are entire industries that are very well organized and where the individuals are very well trained to help consumers to buy a real property, buy real estate. And that, of course, you know, we have real estate agents and brokers and national franchises. And so there are all kinds of training programs to educate real estate agents in terms of how properly and within the law to assist people in finding a home and taking them through those steps to actually complete the purchase of it. And then you have, as a complement to the real estate industry, you have the mortgage banking industry. And that will consist of perhaps a loan officer at a local bank or even a local branch of a national bank, or independent mortgage companies or mortgage brokers who will connect you to a source of funds. And so that mortgage broker or loan officer will take the homeowner's loan application. They will gather all of the documentation needed to underwrite and process that loan application and hopefully approve it. And then to sign the paperwork at closing. And for anyone who's been through that process of signing the 1.5 inch thick stack of mortgage documents,
Oh, yeah.
you kind of you will know what I mean when I say it can be very intimidating. And so you have the real estate agent and you have the mortgage broker helping you to put the deal together, sign all that paperwork, and it's kind of like at that point they love you and leave you, right?